presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.
WBC, the spirit of New England.
Seals and crofts, we may never pass this way again. Brings to mind a fan the letter that I just dug out, which I received today. A really nice letter from someone who had written before, and he's been transplanted from Boston to the city of Mobile, Alabama. Which isn't bad, but I guess like anyone who is familiar with the New England area, you just don't like to leave it. And as he says it really well, and if I may, one never fully appreciates cold winds outside warm clothes, slush and snow on glistening streets, and stone buildings under leaden skies with golden glows within until one is without. Which is kind of true. You don't. We'll complain an awful lot about this winter in New England, how cold it is, how slushy and mushy it is. But I just can't imagine a Christmas season anywhere else but here. So, for that person, I am truly sorry that you are going to have to miss it. Right now, you're better off because it is just very wet and yuck. It's all terrible. We haven't got any snow right now. We've just got wet rain because it's warm. It's been about 40 to 43 degrees, and that's just not going to make any snow for us. So for now, you're better off in Mobile. But when we start getting that snow, you're going to be sorry. Let's have some fluff-type music now with the 3 degrees. When will I see you again? You're listening to WBZ Radio. I'm Robin Young. It's about 12 past 2, and I'm going to be here till 5. Here's Laura Nero. It's called He's a Runner. That's Laura Nero, and He's a Runner, bringing us to 18 or so minutes past 2 o'clock. I have a woman on the phone who is just a regular fountain of information. She called once before. Oh, by the way, I've had a couple of people call in. We played that Gershwin number by Bunny Berrigan, the Can't Get Started, and a lot of people have asked for some swing-era music. Well, I'd be glad to oblige at least once during the next 3 hours, so stick around, because it's good music, let's face it. And this woman is just, boy, she seemed to have known everyone back in the late 30s, 40s, and Amos Alonzo Stagg will not go unremembered. People have asked, and I mentioned that Ithaca College, and I said I wasn't going to say anything more about this, but this is just, I mean, for your trivia banks, this has to be known. Amos Alonzo Stagg was the coach of the University of Chicago football team. How about that? I mean, really. What better person to name a big match between Ithaca and Iowa after? Amos Alonzo Stagg. Boy, he's probably not quite sure. If he was around, he probably just wouldn't be sure how to take all this sudden fame.
Wake up, Boston.
Good morning. I'm Gary LaPierre, WBZ News, and these stories...
Tornadoes roar through great areas of the South and Midwest.
Some cities are shattered.
Some towns have been wiped off the map.
John Kentucky is...
Downtown district of the VA is a complete disaster.
Gary LaPierre. Wakes up news.
Carl DeSouza.
Can we drink to this morning?
Traveling in the Carl DeSouza caravan.
Roberts,
the Carl DeSouza caravan.
And you're on the lead horse.
And Dave Maynard.
I'm not quite ready to go on. Okay.
Wait a minute. I'll do my song and dance routine. Ready?
You and me against the world, kid.
I'm ready.
No, we're both going to lose.
You're on the Dave Maynard show. And stop saying hurrah. It gets to me.
Wake up, Boston.
Boston wakes up with the BZ Morning Team.
Monday morning at 5.
Of course, as I mentioned, this woman was telling me all this information, and I always tell all of you, and for all I know, she could be making everything up, and I'm just building up a huge reputation for all these people that she speaks about, and it's just entirely untrue. So take everything with a grain of salt, which I'm sure you do anyway. Now we're going to have something from Elton John. It's called I Need You to Turn To. You're listening to WBZ Radio. Blues and Knights in White Satin bring us up to Barbra Streisand. You're listening to the spirit of New England, WBZ Boston, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. Here's Jonah Jones. That's Jonah Jones from the Muted Jazz album, and the name of the song, of course, is Mac the Knife, for some of you who want something from the swing era. Brings us to 26 minutes of 3 o'clock. We'll have news and sports and weather coming up at 3 o'clock, and right now, we're just going to chat a little bit. Are you concerned about cancer? Well, if you're not, there's something wrong with you. The Boston Evening Clinic has a complete cancer prevention and detection service. So for more information or to make an appointment, BZ suggests you call the clinic at 267-7171. You're listening to WBZ Radio, where we are hurriedly trying to reinforce our music library here atop the Westinghouse, overlooking the parking lot, so that it can be ready for the following day. You might have heard that the radio station was moved almost totally out to the Hanover Mall for the remote for the 700 Fund, and it was from there it had traveled all the way up to the Liberty Tree Mall, and they just kind of forgot that we would be here this evening, and so some of the things that we need for programming are not assembled. But do not fear. Do not fear. It's not really any different from the way things usually are. And we will continue on till 5 o'clock this morning with music and whatever else. I do want to publicly thank, and that's one of the benefits of this kind of a job, is that I can do such a thing. Anybody can walk out in the middle of the street and say, I want to publicly thank, but it just probably isn't as effective if you happen to have a microphone in front of you. Two people that helped me this morning on my way to work, and my car wouldn't start, and I knew what was the problem. Now, please excuse my terminology. It might not be the same as yours, but you know in the carburetor there's a choke, of course, and it's like a little butterfly thing that opens, okay, to let the air in to start the car. Combustion. That's eighth grade science. And I knew that much, and I knew that it just wasn't opening, so I opened up the trunk and just dove into the thing with a vigor previously unknown to anyone, thinking, I don't think this will go over very well if I told them that my butterfly wasn't working, and that was why I didn't get to work. Well, to make a long story probably longer, there were two people there from Boston College, two young guys who I asked to assist me because I didn't have a screwdriver. What you should do if you ever have that situation is, until you get it fixed, just kind of put a screwdriver in at an angle. These are my Robin's tips for the traveler. Put a screwdriver into that and hold that. It'll hold that open until you can get it corrected. However, I, of course, didn't have one. I had everything else. I had a bobby pin, which I tried, and it fell in. It's in the carburetor. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I asked these two people, and this will go to show you, maybe destroy some of the opinions you might have about women and their knowledge of automobiles as opposed to men. I said, would you please help me by holding the choke open? They said, fine, where is it? So after I explained, this carburetor, this is the choke, this, you hold this open, we had a little lesson there. They did hold it open, and I got in the car, started it, and immediately slammed the hood down on my carburetor top, which was balanced precariously on the bumper. Squashed it terribly. Then they couldn't figure out how to open the hood. It was one of those things where you say you were sorry you asked, but it is indeed nice to know that somebody will stop along the way and help a motorist in trouble, help or hinder, whatever the case may be. And I know there are many of you who are just rushing out right now to put screwdrivers into your carburetor. I don't know if that really is one that you should say that I told you so, because I don't know if I want to be held responsible for problems tomorrow caused by screwdrivers in the choke. I just don't know if I want to have that burden on my shoulders, but you can try it. In the river run. Here's Paul Simon, Peace Like a River. You're listening to BZ. Paul Simon, fading out with Peace Like a River, bringing us to 10 minutes of the hour. We'll have news and weather and sports upcoming at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, you know what's good? Fig Newtons are good. That's what's good. I was just reminded of that because someone brought some by. Fig Newtons are good. If you have some handy, go try one.
Susie has an incurable disease. For the last year, she has not been able to play with her brothers and sisters. Her parents have had to spend all their Christmas money on Susie's medicine and treatments. Susie would like a cuddly panda bear. Her brothers and sisters knew they couldn't ask for anything this year, but with your help, Susie will get her panda bear, and the other children will also receive a small gift. Send your donations to 700 Fund, Box 103, Boston 02134. Your donation to WBZ 700 Fund will help not only this family, but hundreds of others in the greater Boston area.
Well done, Dave. Town Crier. The stars of Christmas, da 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 da, are featured in a seasonal those kind of stars, the planetarium kind. They're going to be in a special planetarium program at Boston's Museum of Science that begins on Tuesday. Send your announcement on a postcard 2 weeks in advance to the Town Crier, WBZ Boston 02134.
Maybe more so than in the past, you'll find yourself shopping for things your family needs, as well as those things they want. And if those needs happen to be major appliances, there's a name you should remember, Westinghouse. If you need a new refrigerator for the kitchen that never needs defrosting, there's a Westinghouse. Or an electric range that will handle a holiday turkey, there's a Westinghouse. There are Westinghouse ranges with self-cleaning ovens and Westinghouse microwave ovens. There are Westinghouse washers for the family wash and Westinghouse console humidifiers for family comfort. There's a Westinghouse to fill the needs of your house.
Westinghouse, smart shopper values.
You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
I think they're pushing the season a little bit too much. Just to arouse your curiosity, coming up in the news, there's a story, I guess I'll tell you now, about, they were just talking now about saving money and the economy and the fact that money is indeed tight, and not so in San Francisco where they're burning it. There's an incinerator in San Francisco that burns money, $3 million a day. I guess it's part of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, and the money is old. It's worn out, you see. It's dirty. Listen, I will take it. I am not fussy. My wallet is pretty old, too, and it would probably fit right in, and it wouldn't even bother the new crisp bills. They would probably get along really well. I will take it, if nobody's really going to use it. Apparently, starting today, the smokestacks will include anti-pollution devices that will trap more than 90% of the particulate matter that has been spewing into the air. So not only are they burning money in San Francisco, I always thought they were very strange. Out on the West Coast, they are. They're very, very strange. They're different from the rest of us. But burning money and making a mess in the air on top of it all. The Spinners take us up to 3 o'clock. Could it be I'm falling in love? You're listening to WBZ Radio. I'm Robin Young. Be here for 2 more hours till 5.
May the spirit of Christmas and the holidays be with you. Friends and your family, from the spirit of New England, WBC.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.